If you follow AI model releases, this week has been dense. Let's work through the major developments. Google announced three new Gemini variants, 3.6 Flash, 3.5 Flash Lite, and what they're calling 3.5 Flash Cyber. That last one is explicitly positioned for cybersecurity use cases, threat analysis, vulnerability assessment, that kind of work. The Flash family has generally been Google's value proposition for developers who need fast inference at lower cost rather than maximum capability.
The cyber-specialized variant is an interesting strategic move. We've seen code-specialized models become a significant product category, and security tooling is the natural adjacent territory. The challenge is that cybersecurity applications have a dual-use problem that's even more acute than general code generation. A model that's good at explaining vulnerabilities is also a model that's good at exploiting them. How Google has calibrated that balance in 3.5 Flash Cyber will be worth watching closely as red teams get access.
There's also a technical change worth flagging for developers. Google deprecated temperature, top P, and top K parameters in their latest Gemini models. These are the core sampling parameters that developers use to tune output randomness and diversity. Removing them is a bold call. The HN thread had a range of reactions from, "Finally, these parameters are mostly cargo culted anyway," to, "This breaks a bunch of production pipelines that depend on specific sampling behavior." It suggests Google has moved to a fixed internal sampling regime and is betting that developers will adapt.
That's a meaningful API compatibility break. Any company that's built prompt engineering workflows around specific temperature settings now has to retest their entire application behavior. It's the kind of change that feels small in a blog post, but creates real engineering work downstream.
Kimi K3 is the other big model story today. Kimi is the AI product from the Chinese lab Moonshot AI, and K3 is their latest release. According to Fireworks AI's evaluation, Kimi K3 is competitive with a model called Fable, and the combination of Kimi K3 and Fable appears to be state-of-the-art on the benchmarks they tested. This matters because Western AI discourse often treats the Chinese AI field as a lagging indicator, and the data consistently shows that's not accurate.
The geopolitical dimension here is real. U.S. export controls on advanced chips were supposed to constrain Chinese AI development, and instead we've seen labs like DeepSeek and now Kimi achieving competitive or leading benchmark performance. That suggests either the export controls have been less effective than anticipated, or these labs have found architectural innovations that partially compensate for hardware constraints. Probably some combination.
The benchmark comparison to Fable is interesting because Fable isn't a widely discussed model publicly, which means the HN thread had a lot of people trying to track down what exactly was being compared. This happens frequently in AI evaluation. Benchmarks compare to a moving target, and the reference points aren't always transparent. The broader point is that the competitive landscape at the frontier is genuinely multipolar right now, which has implications for enterprise procurement, national AI strategies, and the assumption that any single lab will maintain a durable capability lead.
And then there's the creative benchmark, drawing the Mona Lisa using GPT-5.6, Claude, Gemini, and Grok with colored pencil-style ASCII or structured outputs. This is obviously not a rigorous capability test, but it's genuinely informative as a signal of how differently these models interpret open-ended creative instructions. The HN discussion noted that the results reflected distinct personalities in how each model approached ambiguity. Some models tried to faithfully represent the image, others made creative interpretive choices, and at least one apparently over-explained what it was about to do rather than doing it.
The Laguna S2.1 release from Poolside AI also deserves mention. Poolside has been building code generation models specifically for enterprise software engineering teams, and S2.1 is their latest iteration. The score on HN, 336 points with 63 comments, suggests solid community interest without being the dominant story. Code generation for enterprise workflows is a crowded space now, but Poolside's positioning has been around deep integration with enterprise development environments rather than consumer-facing products.